Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. I've been asked this a number of times. I know we got a bunch of texts about it. Well, where would LSU go to get a quarterback now that Bryce Underwood looks to be that he is going to sign with Michigan tomorrow? The development is happening on the East Coast in North Carolina. Mack Brown got released last week, and they had a commitment from Bryce Baker. And depending on what site that you look at, I think he's either sixth or eighth. He's in the top 10 as far as prep quarterbacks are concerned. And he announced today that he is not going to sign for the signing period tomorrow, and it won't be until next week. And who he's considering now, with Mack Brown not there and they don't have a head coach yet, Penn State and LSU. So watch that development, what could happen with Bryce Baker. Bryce has said, along with his dad, that they have had some talks with LSU. So because of Mack Brown being released, Bryce Baker now, who was a top 10 quarterback in the country, is now looking to maybe leave North Carolina with that commitment to go somewhere else. And it looks as though Penn State and LSU now have honed in on him. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Ticks line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Charlie. So, okay, so you got the big UL football game, I think, this Saturday in Lafayette against Marshall. Mike, I don't know if you heard this, but the head coach, he was kind of a Nick Saban disciple there. Charlie Huff, I think his name is, the Marshall head coach. From what I understand, yeah, no, Coach O is not going to Southern Miss. It's actually going to be Charlie Huff. Now, the interesting part, Charlie, is this, for all the UL fans listening, is basically the Marshall fans think that it's UL fans putting this information out there in hopes that it would kind of undermine their preparations for the game Saturday in Lafayette, the championship game for the Sun Belt. The reality is, from what I've heard, is it's going to happen. It's a done deal. The Marshall coach is going to Southern Miss, and it's not a conspiracy theory or anything created by the UL fans. This is what I'm hearing. Mike, I don't know if you heard that, but look, as far as LSU's concerned.
No, I haven't, to be honest with you. I knew Coach O wasn't going to do it, and I think it would take a special situation to get him out of retirement. I don't think he likes the landscape of college football today. Coach Saban didn't like it either. And so I think he's very comfortable in South Florida, out on the beach there.
I like Coach Huff, though, Mike. I remember it was back in 2021, UL beat them in the New Orleans Bowl. This was before they obviously joined the Sun Belt Conference. I think they were still in Conference USA back then. Jimmy, it wasn't?
I think so.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
but, yeah, so UL beat them in the New Orleans Bowl that year, and then he came out afterwards, and he was a real class act about it, and you know, the comments that he made after the New Orleans Bowl. I really like Coach Huff, and he's done a good job with Marshall. They're 9-3 this year, 7-1 in the Sun Belt. Mike, they've got this dude, Mike Green, and I'm sure that he's on your radar. 16 sacks this season on the defensive line. Like, that's a legit NFL prospect that they got up front.
He knows how to sick them.
No, I mean, and UL's always been known for having a good offensive line, so that should be a really fun matchup.
You better put a hat on a hat.
Oh,
two hats
on that guy.
Well, let's say this. Number two, LSU basketball tonight, Florida State. I think it's in Baton Rouge at 8 o'clock. Big game against a good team. But, you know, Ty, look, ever since Trubisky came out in the NFL, Mike, and he was, what, a one-year starter at UNC or whatever it was. I was just like, you know, whenever I see a prospect who starts basically for a year, which, again, that's what I see Nussmeier as. I know he's been in the program. He started a bowl game. But I really hope he comes back. I don't think he's ready. But, I mean, he's got the big arm. Yeah, I think that's going to be the determining factor in a lot for LSU next year. And just, Ty, let me ask you this, Mike, and close with this. How happy are the LSU fans with Brian Kelly right now? I know they're very impatient, but what do you think the status is with the fan base right now with Brian Kelly?
They ain't thrilled about it right now. But, you know, I look back at Garrett. He probably has the best guy to give him information, his dad, who was an offensive coordinator in college football. He's coaching with the Eagles today. Doug was with the Saints. I remember when he played here with New Orleans. And so, you know, being a former quarterback, I think one of the things he's going to lean on is his dad for the best information. If I'm Brian Kelly, would I try to sell him on? I said this last week, too. Man, I tell him, man, look at Joe Burrow in year one as a starter. Look at him in year two. Look at Jaden Daniels year one. Look what happened in year two. Come back here and make that jump. And I wouldn't compare him to Trubisky. I think he's got a little bit more experience than Mitch did. He's not as erratic as a passer as Trubisky was. But I never thought, to be honest with you, that Garrett would come out early. It would surprise me. I really always have felt he would come back and play another season at LSU. And for a lot of what you talked about, experience and understanding that. But he's got a guy he can go to that will give him the best information, and that's his dad, a former NFL quarterback, a former college coordinator, coach in the NFL. He can give him the best of information that he would need to make that choice, and I think he'll make that choice pretty quickly, to be honest with you.